In a tough economy, some people decide it's time to step out on their own, to put up their own shingle. Some break away to start their own law firms or landscaping businesses, corner grocery stores, or that bait shop many of us have joked about or fantasized about for years. But how about a pharmaceutical firm? It sounds far-fetched, but economic pressures have given rise to an unprecedented trend. One-person drug companies. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story.
If you just looked at the website of Lipomedics, you'd probably picture a company with labs and expensive equipment, a corporate lobby, and multiple executives. The truth is, Dennis Goldberg runs the cholesterol drug development company out of one corner of his living room.
It's very different from the hermetically sealed office buildings where, you know, you can't open the windows. Here I can open the windows and get the fresh air coming through, and it's nice.
His home in Sudbury looks out over a flooded cranberry bog. Each morning, someone comes to pick up his giant schnauzer so Goldberg can work in quiet for a few hours. The drug he and a couple of investors are putting through human trials right now is a cholesterol drug, an improvement over Lipitor. But Goldberg says he doesn't need to have a corporate headquarters in Cambridge to be successful.
You know, do we really need to build another big company? This industry, there are plenty of pharma companies. There are 4,500 biotech companies. We need more drugs. So we're just focusing on the drug part.
What Goldberg does is simply contract out the work he needs to get done. A peptide manufacturer makes the drug for him. Then he hires a lab to research it and then contracts with medical clinics to do the drug trials. In all, Goldberg is going to spend $6 million of his and investor money to take this cholesterol drug through the first set of human trials.
Normally, you get this into a big company and you get all the bells and whistles and you're spending all the stuff on overhead. You can spend easily $60, $80 million.
This capital-efficient model is all the more essential now that the credit markets have dried up. Before, you needed to build a company so Wall Street would take you for real, so you could do an IPO. Today, the better way to go is to sell proven drugs to a large pharmaceutical company desperate to fill its pipeline, hence these one-man, one-drug firms, though it's not always one man, one drug.
One of my big or small investments, a headset for Skype.
Sheila DeWitt runs Deuterio Pharmaceuticals out of an Andover office she rents for $99 a month. She used to work at a Boston-area drug company that went under when its main drug failed. DeWitt was in charge of laying off workers and trying to get out of the company's 10-year office lease.
It's much more attractive to have a virtual company that, you know, if I'm able to sell the drug, I can just, you know, take my computer home with me, instead of shutting down the facility.
DeWitt wouldn't have been able to go it alone a few years ago. You really had to be at a drug firm because everything was in-house. But as their patents on blockbuster drugs started running out, companies needed to find ways to cut costs. So they started outsourcing, giving rise to contract research labs in the Boston area. It really ramped up during the recession. Now DeWitt and Goldberg use those same contractors to do their drug research. At Charles River Laboratories in Wilmington, a worker is tending to a 6-foot-long plastic bubble. Inside, a medical experiment is being run on mice. This isolation chamber is just one of hundreds in this warehouse. Company CEO Jim Foster says Charles River is running more of these experiments lately for people like Sheila DeWitt and Dennis Goldberg.
And they're basically renting a bubble or a whole row of bubbles, or we hope a whole building of bubbles. But they don't have to own the bubbles themselves, they don't have to own the building, and they don't have to employ the employees. We do that for them.
Another smaller contract research lab is Glyco Solutions in Worcester. Elizabeth Higgins was pleasantly surprised to see how one of these one-person drug company CEOs paid her staff.
Then we received the check in the mail, personal check from his Charles Schwab account. He's paying for it out of his own money.
This new drug development model comes with some catches. You obviously have to know what you're doing. Most of the people doing it are former executives who've developed drugs before at big pharmaceutical firms. And you have to know you can count on the labs and the people you hire. So there's a reason these minimalist firms are springing up in the pharmaceutical research cluster that is Boston.
because all the talent's here.
Mike Webb is a former corporate drug executive now running a virtual company.
People are available, from top flight intellectual property attorneys, project managers, labs, facilities. It's all here available, really at a moment's notice.
Which also helps you develop drugs faster. That's key, says Dennis Goldberg, the one-man Lipomedics CEO working on a cholesterol drug.
If it works, great. And if not, the company just goes away.
Because the less time and money you spend finding out a drug won't work, the sooner you can move on to a different drug that will. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.